Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tes Vav, and we are starting about the 11th line with the words Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rav, Bar Rav Huna. And today's daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas Mars Meir Mzar Basav Yaakov Moshe Hernes Shama Shehaven Aliyah and Leilu Nishmas Mars Rivka Basav Meir Zev Hernes Shama Shehaven Aliyah. Now we are right in the middle of discussing Shitas Rav Nachman, and pay attention over here because we have a little bit of an introduction. Reuven sold a stolen field to Shimon, which was subsequently taken away by the real owner Levi. Now when Shimon gets reimbursed by Reuven, he's only allowed to collect the keren, but not any shavach, any improvement that he made to the field. And the reason given for this on the previous Talmud was because it looks like ribbis. Reuven received money from Shimon and later is giving him back more money. And even though ostensibly this is a sale, and technically we could say that Reuven was just refunding Shimon his money, since this property wasn't Reuven's at all, in essence it's just like a loan. Shimon gave money to Reuven for a while and he's getting paid back more, seemingly as payment for allowing Reuven to hold on to this money, and that's classic ribbis. Now the Gemara quoted a brisa which seemed to be clearly not like Rav Nachman. The brisa had said that if Reuven stole a field from Levi and now it's being taken back, reimbursement for the keren, the actual land, can be from Meshubadim, namely if the Gazlan had sold some of his fields, they can be taken from the Lekuchais, but payrois are only allowed to be collected from B'nai Chayrin. So we see that not only Karen is collected, the reimbursement is even for more than Karen. And we give three answers for how this isn't a question: Rava, Rav Bar Rav Huna, and Ravashi. So now the Gemara focuses on Rav and Rav Bar Rav Huna. The Gemara tells us, Bein Rava, Bein Rav Bar Rav Huna, according to both of them, Milval Pehu. This is really just a situation of a Milval Peh. Now, Milval Peh literally means a verbal loan. And even though we're not discussing a loan over here, this phrase just means a verbal obligation. And the reason why this is a verbal obligation is because we don't have any shtar saying that the Gazlan owes the Lekach money. And when one's collecting for Alval Peh, he's not allowed to collect from Meshubadim. So had Rav and Rav Bar Rav Huna say that he is allowed to collect from Meshubadim? So your answer is no problem. What are we talking about over here? Kshaman Bedin. We're talking about where the Gazlan was already on Bedin. He was already brought to Bezdin, and they were Mechayiv him to pay Vahadar Zavin, and then he sold some of his fields. So his fields were already Meshubad to pay for that which the Bezdin said he should. And that's why in this situation, the Lekach is allowed to collect from Meshubadim. Ask the Gemara Yochai if that's really so. Paris Nami. Why wouldn't we allow the Lekach to be reimbursed for payers that were taken away from him? And he should even be allowed to take his way from Meshubadim if there was ready Amad Bedin. So Gemara says, Kshalom Bedin, Al Karen, Vlaim Bedin, Al Peiras. There was only Din Tyra on the Karen, but not on the Peiras. Ask the Gemara, my Pascha, is this really definitive that anytime we have such a case, there's only Amad Bedin on the Karen and not on the Peiras? How could you say that? So Gemara answers, no, some of the Milsa Kitava Inish. The standard is when a person is Tevea from somebody else, Karen Tava Beresha, he's always going to be Tevea the Karen first and the Peiras later on. And that's why the Karen can be collected from Meshubadim, but not the Peiras. Now the Gemara continues talking to Shita Shmuel. Does Shmuel really hold that if a person purchases something from a Gazlan and the field is taken away from him by the real owner, so now he's going back to the Gazlan to get reimbursed, does Shmuel really hold that he doesn't get reimbursed for that Shavach? Because remember, this sheet that we just quoted of Nachman was of Nachman Hashem Shmuel. So does Shmuel really hold that? Shmuel told Rav Chinner Bar Shilas, he was a cipher that would write these different types of shtaros. Imlech v'kasov shofra shivchu peri. You should ask and write about these following things. And these things all have to do with, let's say, this land which is being sold right now is taken away. Shofra means that if the land is taken away, the buyer is going to be reimbursed with the best property. That's shofra. Shivcha means the Shavach, and Peir means that he's going to be reimbursed for Peiris. Now, Bamai, what are we talking about over here? Even Baal Chayv, if we're talking about a Baal Chayv, meaning a Baal Chayv, somebody who's owed money, took property away from somebody who bought it from the Leiveh, now that Lekach is going back to the person whom he bought it from, who's the Leiveh, and he's trying to get reimbursed, well, that can't be because Mias Leperi is a Baal Chayv allowed to collect the land with the Peiris that are on it. Ramar Shmuel said very clearly, Baal Chayv gives a Shavach, that a Baal Chayv could collect Shavach, which means when a Baal Chayv is going to a person who purchased the Leiveh's properties and he's taking them away for the loan owed to him, he's allowed to take the Shavach, the improvement that's on the land. And we learn from here, Shavach Hannibal Peiris Loi, that he's only allowed to take the Shavach, but not any Peiris that are on the land. Those Peiris have to be left for the Lekeach. So it can't be that's what Shmuel was telling Rav Chinan Bar Shilas. El Lab Lekeach Megazlan. It must be we're talking about somebody who purchased a field from a Gazlan, and that was taken away from him, and now he's going back to the Gazlan to get reimbursed. And we see very clearly that one could get reimbursed for Shavach. So we see that even Shmuel holds like this. So Rav Yosef answers, Ach Maiskin, what are we talking about over here? Kigun Sheyesh Loi Karka. It's referring to where the Gazlan himself has Karka, and he's not paying back with cash. He's reimbursing the Lekeach in land, and therefore it doesn't look like Ribbis. Remember, we had said originally that it's going to look like ribbis, and that's why it would be an issue. Over here, it doesn't look like ribbis because he got money, but he's repaying in karka. However, Amalei Abayi asked him, is it to lend a saw for a saw even when there's karka? Now, literally, saw b'saw means I'm lending you a saw of produce, and you return a saw back to me. And there's an Isser Drabban to do this. And the reason for doing this is because when being repaid, the price of that item could have gone up and it's going to look like ribbis. Question being asked is that saw b'saw is usser even when the payment is being done with karka. So just because the Gazlan is returning karka, that doesn't mean that there's no ribbis issue. Yes, respond to him. Awesome halva, hachazvini. Over there, we're talking about a real halva. Over here, we're not talking about halva. We're talking about a sale. Remember, we're talking about a guy who bought property from the Gazlan. So the Gazlan's reimbursing him, and even though it might look like a halva, it's not an actual halva, and therefore this is permitted. Now, again, some say that Rav Yosef had said, "Achamayskin, what are we talking about over here? Kigancha kanum yadai, where he made a kinyan, which means that when the sale between Reuven and Shimon, the Gazlan lekeach, took place, not only did Reuven accept responsibility to reimburse Shimon even for shavach if the land is taken, but he did so through a kinyan, which is a halachically binding commitment, and that's Rav Yosef is telling us is that since Reuven is obligating himself right now, when he pays for the Shavach later, it doesn't look like Rebbe's. And Amar Leibai, I asked him on this, is it permitted to do a Sa' B'Sa' Halva even when there's a Kenyan? So Amar Leibai, he told him, Hasam Halva, Bachazvini. Over there, when we're talking about a real Halva, a real loan, so it's Aser. But over here, we're talking about a sale. I think Mark Atiyah's Gufa, we had just stated previously, Amar Shmuel said, Baal Chayv Gavis HaShavach, the Baal Chayv collects Shavach. Which again means that when Baal Chayv is repossessing property from Leikeach, who had purchased it from the Leiveh, he's allowed to collect any improvements that the Leikeach made to the land. And Rav Rava says, Tehda, you should know that's true. And that's because when Leikeach bought this property in the first place, part of the guarantee was that when it gets taken away from him, he's going to get reimbursed for the Shavach that gets taken away. And so we see the Shavach is allowed to be taken away by the Baal Chayv. And where do we see this? This is what the Meicher writes to the Leikeach. This is Lashon in the Shtar. I will stand in silence and purify and cleanse the sale, inon, it itself, meaning the property itself, and their expenses, and the shavach, and I'm going to stand by you. And then the edim write, that our purchaser has agreed and accepted upon himself, as we see very clearly that the meicher is going to reimburse the leikeach when the shavach is taken away, so it must be that the Baal Chayv is allowed to take the shavach away from the leikeach. Now, yes, Rava, if that's really so, when a person gives a gift of a field to somebody else, and he doesn't write that in the shtar matana, does that mean that when the Baal Chayv comes to take away this property from the one who received the gift, he's not allowed to take away the shavach? So Amalei told him, in, yes. So he responded, does that mean that matana is stronger than mecher? So Amalei responded, in, yafa v'yafa. In this particular case, matana is stronger than mecher. And Rav Nachman says, Hamasisim Seyel Amar Shmuel, the following braisa is a raya for Shmuel, v'huna chavrin mukim lo mili achrini, v'huna our colleague, meaning Rav Huna, he establishes this talking about something else. Titani the braisa tells us very clearly, if a person sells a field to his friend, and it's being taken away, when he comes to get reimbursed, he collects the Karen from Nechas Meshubadim, Veshavach Gavim Nechas Menechirin, and he collects the Shavach, the improvement to the land, only from Menechirin. However, Huna Chavrin Mukam Lo Milechrini, Huna, our colleague again, Rav Huna, he establishes this as talking about something else, like Yechmi Gazlin, referring to somebody who bought from a Gazlin. And we continue this time, Yedechwe of another Braisa, Amechosal Chaveroi, if a person sold a field to his friend, Vehishbicha, and that fellow improved it, Ubabal Chayv Vitarfa, and Abal Chayv comes to take it away. Shugaiva, when Lekech is getting reimbursed by the Meicher, so Mashavach Yoyser Al Yitzia, if the improvement that was made to the land is more than the cost of making that improvement, so he gets reimbursed for the shavach that was taken away from him, from the owner of the property, and for the cost of that improvement, he gets reimbursed from the Baal Chayv. However, if the cost of the improvement was more than the value of the improvement itself, let's say he invested $100, but only gained $50, he's only allowed to collect from the Baal Chayv for his haitzais up until the amount of the actual shavach. Now here's the question. How does Shmuel establish his braisa? If you want to say the person bought this field from the Gazlan and it was taken away by that real owner, and now he's getting reimbursed by the Gazlan. Kasha Resha, we have a problem from the Resha of the Braisa on Shmuel. Dam Shmuel, because Shmuel had said, Lekech Megazlan, Lesle Shivcha, that if a person purchases a field from a Gazlan and is taken away from him, and now he's getting reimbursed by the Gazlan, he's not allowed to get reimbursed for Shavach. And the Braisa says that he does. And Iba Baal Chayv, if you want to say we're talking about a Baal Chayv, well, Kasha Resha Visseifa, we have a problem from the Resha and Seifa the Braisa on Shmuel. Because the Amr Shmuel said, Baal Chayv Gaves HaShavach, that a Baal Chayv himself, when he's taking away a property, he can collect the Shavach, but the buyer does not get reimbursed. And both cases here, the buyer does get reimbursed. So how do we understand this Braisa and Shita Shmuel? So our answer is, either you could say, we're talking about a fellow who purchased a field from a Gazlan and now he's getting reimbursed from the Gazlan because it was taken away from him. And we can answer that there's no ribbis issue like we answered before. For example, where the Gazlan is karka, or we're talking about where he made a kenyan, like we learned previously in the Amud. Or alternatively, you could say, this price is talking about a Baal Chayv taking away. There's still no question. Once talking about Shevach that reaches the shoulders, another one's talking about Shevach that does not reach the shoulders. In other words, there's a few levels over here. A Baal Chayv is allowed to take a field with its crops if they are not ripe yet, because he's allowed to take the shavach and the buyer does not get reimbursed. And that's what Shmuel was saying originally. Now, on the flip side, if the crop is completely ready to harvest, the Baal Chayv is not allowed to take it because it's like payrois, which a Baal Chayv isn't allowed to take, as we said. And the middle ground is what we just mentioned now. This is called Shevach HaMagil Ktafayim, which means that the crop is almost ready. It's not fully ripe, so it's allowed to be taken away by the Baal Chayv because it's not considered payrois. However, he has to reimburse the buyer, and that's what this price is talking about. We have stories that happen all the time. And Shmuel allows Baal Chayv to take away this Shevach HaMagil Ktafayim, and the Leikeach is not reimbursed. So the Gemara says, Leikeach is no problem. Once talking about where the debt of the Baal Chayv is owed is equal to the land and the Shevach that's on the land. And that's why he's allowed to take away everything. But in this case that we're talking about, that the buyer does get reimbursed, is referring to where the debt that's owed to the Baal Chayv is only equal to the value of the land, but not equal to the value of the Shevach. And therefore, the Yav Leshevche, the Baal Chayv has to reimburse the buyer for the Shevach that he's taken away from him, and then he could remove him from the field. Now we continue asking on this, but beforehand we have to understand something. Let's say Baal Chayv has come to Leikeach to repossess land that he purchased because he's owed money. We have machlokes. Is lekech allowed to be masalik him bezuzi, which means can the lekech get rid of the Baal Chayv with money and prevent it from taking the land? One Man D'Amar says yes, and one Man D'Amar says no. Now knowing that, the Gemara says, Hani Chal Man D'Amar, this is all good according to Man D'Amar, that even if lekech has money, he can't get rid of the Baal Chayv and say, don't take this land away from me, here take money, so Shapir, everything over here works fine. The Baal Chayv is coming to take away the land, he also takes away the Shavach, and he just has to reimburse lekech for the Shavach that he's taking away. Al Man D'Amar ki is leizuz lekech, but according to Man D'Amar, that when the lekech has money, he could get rid of the Baal Chayv and say, here, take money and don't take the land. Well, name alay, why doesn't lekech tell the Baal Chayv, ilu hav leizuzi, if I did have money, hav misal kinach mikula ara, I would send you away from this entire land and I wouldn't allow you to touch it. I would just pay you off the entire loan and I would keep the land for myself. Well, hashta the lesli zuzi, now that I don't have money, so you're taking the land away from me, havli garba da ara ba ara shir shiv chai, at least give me a piece of land, meaning leave part of this land for me, which is the value of the shevach that you're taking away from me. And that should be valid taina. So my answer is you're right, that would be valid taina. However, hachma eskin, and over here, what are we talking about? Kigan shasai aputiki, where the borrower had made this piece of land in aputiki, which means the amar lay, he had told the Baal Chayv, the fellow who lent him the money, you're only allowed to collect from this land. And therefore, the Baal Chayv could take away the entire land and just reimburse lekech with money because of the shevach that he's taking away. But you're right, in a different situation where this piece of land isn't the only thing that's designated for the loan payback, the buyer technically would be able to say, leave me a piece of land, which is the value of the shevach that you're taking away from me. And the market continues the following discussion. Let's say Shimon knew that this was not Reuven's property and he bought it anyway. He knew that Reuven had the stolen property. So the question is, can Shimon go to Reuven and get reimbursed when the land gets taken away by the real owner? So Rav says, he could get reimbursed for the actual price that he paid for the land, but he doesn't get reimbursed for any shavach that was taken away from him. Shmuel says, he doesn't even get reimbursed for the money that he paid for the land. So Gemara asks, what exactly is machlokes? And the answer is, Rav holds, adam yidei shekarka ein loy. This fellow knows very well that this is not his property and it's not going to stay by him. V'gamar v'nasal shem pikadon. And he had gemiras das and decided that when he was giving this money over to Reuven, it was just a pikadon. He was just keeping it by Reuven. And the question is, v'nei malei l'shem pikadon, why didn't he just tell Reuven, hey Reuven, take this money, please watch it for me? And the answer is, sovra l'mekabel. He figures Reuven's not going to watch it for him if he says, hey, please watch my money. But if he goes through his whole shtick pretending to buy this piece of land off of him, so then he knows that Reuven's going to end up watching the money for him. And later on, when the field gets taken away from Shimon, Shimon's going to go and get his money back from Reuven. And Ushmul Savar Shmuel also holds the same thing. This fellow knows that he's not going to end up with this piece of property again because it's not Reuven's. And therefore, he has Gmir's Das, and when he gives the money to Reuven, he's really giving it to him as a gift. And we ask him, so why doesn't he just tell him, here's a lot of money as a gift? And the answer is, Ksifle Milso, he knows he's going to be embarrassed and not accept it. And therefore, in order for Shimon to give Reuven this really nice gift, he makes his whole game as if he's buying a piece of property off of him, but really intends the whole time for this money to be just a gift. And that's why Shmuel says that when the land is actually taken away from Shimon, he can't go back to Reuven to get reimbursed because he had gifted him this money. Ask him, hold on a second, well, we already have the same exact machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in a different case. Didmar stated how makadishes achaisei lets a person's makadish his sister. He gives money to his sister and says, "Arei mikudash esli." So Rav Amar Rav says, "Ma'is chayzrin." He gets his money back. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, "Ma'is matana." This money is a gift to his sister. And Rav Amar Ma'is chayzrin. Rav explains the money goes back to him because adam yedei she'en kedushin tayfes machaisei. A person knows that he can't be makadish his sister, but gamar v'nasin l'shem pikadon. And therefore he had gemir's das to give this money to his sister just as a pikadon that she should watch it for him. And the question is, v'nevel l'shem pikadon. Why doesn't he just tell her, "Hey sis, this is a pikadon. Please watch it." And the answer is, he figures she's not going to accept it from him, she doesn't want to watch her brother's money, and therefore he played this whole shtick that he was makadesher, and now she's going to watch it. Shmuel says, "Ma'is matana," really intended to give her a gift, because adam yedei she'en kedushin tayfes machaisei. He knows that kedushin is not tayfes in his sister, v'gamar v'nasal l'shem matana, so his whole idea is to give his sister a nice gift. And the question is, v'nei malei l'shem matana, why doesn't he just tell her, "Hey sis, here's a gift"? And the answer is, ksifa l'milsa, he knows she's going to be embarrassed and not take it, and therefore he plays this whole shtick that he's ki'ilu being makadesher, but really he's just giving her some money for her monthly expenses. And so the question is, what do we need to have these two separate machleks in for? It seems to be the same exact thing. And the answer is, Sricha really need both of them. If we only had our case of a person buying a stolen land, which he knows is stolen, well, I might say that Bahakamar Rav, it's only in that case that Rav says that Ma'is Chayzrin, he gets his money back because it was just a Bikadain. Why is that? Because a person doesn't usually give a monetary gift to someone who's random, who's not a relative. And therefore, if he went through his whole shtick of buying a piece of property, which he knew wasn't his, we assume that the money was just intended to be a Bikadain. But we're talking about giving money to his sister for Kedushin, I might say that he agrees to Shmuel that he's really just gifting his sister this money. If we only had this sister case, I might say the Bahach Hamar Shmuel, it's only in that case Shmuel says that it was a gift of Al Baha. But in the case of the field, Rav, I might say that he agrees to Rav that it's just a Bikadon, and Sricha, that's why you have to have both of these cases. But now the Gemara asks, Bein Rav Da'ar Bikadon, Bein Shmuel Da'ar Matana. Both according to Rav that says that when he gives money for the field that he knows is not his, and it's a Bikadon, and according to Shmuel says that it's a gift, well, we have a fundamental issue. How is this fellow, Shimon, the purchaser, officer going down into the field and benefiting from the pay raise. He knows that it's not Reuven's field. He knows it's not his field. And he knows eventually it's going to be taken away from him. So as he would have gone to the land, work it, and eat the pay raise. And the answer is, Savar, he figures to himself the following. I'm going to go into the land, and I'm going to work it, and I'm going to eat everything that's inside. Just like the other guy, Reuven, the guy who I bought it from, he was doing and would have continued doing the same exact thing. When the real owner of the land comes back, my money is over there. According to Rav, who says that when Shimon gave it over to Reuven, he intended for it to be pikadon, so that's what it is, and Shimon will get his money back. And Shmuel, the matana. According to Shmuel, who said that he gave the money as a matana, so it's a matana, and that's what Shimon's cheshbon was. Amar Rava, Rava says Hilchasa, the halacha is that if a person buys stolen property and it's taken away from him by the real owner, and now he's getting reimbursed, Yeshle Mois, he gets his original money back, Yeshle Shevach, and he also gets a shevach back as well. Even though when he bought the property from the Gazlan didn't say, I'll repay you for shevach if it's taken away. Still, he gets reimbursed for shevach. And furthermore, let's say Shimon knew that this was Reuven's property, but nonetheless he bought it and then it was taken away from him by the real owner. He does get reimbursed for the original money, but he does not get reimbursed for shevach. Also, if there's no guarantee written in a document, we say that's just a mistake by the cipher, and really there is a guarantee, there really is achrayas here, whether we're talking about a loan or mekach u'memker. I think Mark deals with another question. Shmuel asked the following question of Rav. Let's say he went and bought it from the original owner. So again, Reuven stole the property from Levi and then sold it to Shimon. And before Levi took it back from Shimon, Reuven went to Levi and bought it from him halachically. So now it's actually Reuven's property. The question is, does Reuven take Levi's place? And the same way that Levi could have taken this property away from Shimon, well, maybe Reuven's allowed to take this property away from Shimon as well, because really the sale between Reuven and Shimon wasn't valid. So Amar Lehi answered to him, Mama Chalei Rishon Lasheni, what did the first one sell to the second? Meaning, what did Reuven sell to Shimon? Kol Zchus Shetavel Yadoi, any Zchus that came to him, which in essence means that he's not allowed to take it away from Shimon, because clearly the reason why Reuven went to buy the property from Levi is so that his sale to Shimon would be valid, and therefore he's now not allowed to go to Shimon and take it away from him. So I would just ask my time, why is that? Why did Reuven buy this property from Levi? As we have two different reasons. Barzach Amar, he says, Nichalei Doloi Nikari Gazlana, it's good for Reuven not to be called a Gazlan. If the property gets taken away from Shimon, Shimon's going to say, you're a Gazlan, and Reuven doesn't want to be called a Gazlan, so that's why he quickly ran to Levi to purchase the property outright so that it's really his. Now Rav Ashi says that no, Nichalei Doloi Kabem Nuse, he wants to stand by his word. He gave his word to Shimon, here, I'm selling you this property, and he wants to stand by that word. And that's why he made sure to buy the property from Levi. As the Gemara, my Ben Ayahu, what's an nafkamina between the two different answers? So our first attempt in nafkamina is, Ikebenei, the difference is, Demes Lekeach. Let's say Lekeach, the buyer, Shimon, he dies. So Manda Amar Nichalei Doloi Lekari Gazlana, according to Mar Zotra, that the whole reason why Reuven went to go buy it from Levi is that Shimon doesn't call Reuven a Gazlan. Tazayin Amar Alaf on top, Homesle. Well, now the Lekeach, Shimon died, and therefore Reuven could take it away from the Yarshim, because Shimon's not going to call him a Gazlan anymore. However, Manda Amar Nichalei Doloi Kabem Nuse, according to Rav Ashi, who had said that he wants to stand by his word, even though now the field is with Shimon's kids because they yarshined him, Reuven still wants to stand by his word, and therefore he's not going to take away from Shimon's yarshim. But the Gemara asks on this, Saif, at the end of the day, the sons of Lekeach, Shimon's children, are going to call him a Gazlan if he takes it away from them. So we're back to square one. The Gemara says, right, what's the difference between them? The Miss Gazlan, where the Gazlan, Reuven, he died. According to Mar Zutra, that this fellow doesn't want to be called a Gazlan, and that's why Reuven bought it from Levi. Well, Hamisle, now he died, and so no one's calling him a Gazlan anymore, and therefore Reuven's Yarshim would be allowed to take it away from Shimon. Whereas Lamanda Amar Nichalei Deleikim Emnusei, according to Rav Ashi, that he wants to stand by his word, well, Hachanami Soto over here, Afagav Demis, even though Reuven died, Nichalei Deleikim Emnusei, he still wants to be known as a guy who stuck to his word, and therefore Reuven's Yarshim are not allowed to take it away from Shimon. But we ask the same question. So I've said, at the end of the day, Karu Labane Bnei Gazlana. If Reuven's sons take it away from Shimon, Shimon's still going to tell them, you're the sons of a Gazlan. And so that means that Reuven's being called a Gazlan, and he doesn't want to be called a Gazlan. So this is not a good nafkamina. The Gemara says, you're right, El Ikab Bnei, what's the difference between them? Diyav Matana. If Reuven had given this property to Shimon as a gift and he didn't sell it to him, Mada Amar Nichalei Deleikim Emnusei, according to Rav Ashi, that the reason why Reuven worked hard to buy it from Levi is because he wants to stand by his word, while Matana Nami Nichalei Deleikim Emnusei. Even if Reuven had given it to Shimon as a gift, he wants to stand by his word that he gave Shimon a real gift that's not going to be taken away from him, and therefore Reuven's not allowed to take it away from Shimon. Whereas Mada Amar Nichalei Deleikim Kariyu Gazlana, according to Mar Zutra, that the whole reason why Reuven went to buy it from Levi is that Shimon shouldn't call him a Gazlan because you sold a field to me and then it was taken away. Well, in this scenario, Reuven would be allowed to take it away from Shimon, because Amalei Reuven could tell Shimon, Magazlina Menach, what did I steal from you? I gave you a gift and now I'm taking it back from you. Maybe Reuven in this scenario would be called an Indian giver, but he definitely wouldn't be called a Gazlan, and therefore, according to Mar Zutra, in this scenario, Reuven would be allowed to take it away from Shimon. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.